With the help of a new grant, Florida State's College of Medicine is reinforcing its mission in caring for those who first cared for us. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Nora Bertolai.
So you're all systems go.
Mm-hmm. A good statement. All systems go.
All systems go.
The population of older residents in Florida is one of the highest in the country and will most likely double over the next 15 years. According to Florida State University Professor of Geriatrics, Dr. Ken Brummelsmith, Florida is one of the least equipped states to provide care for its growing elderly population.
Unfortunately, in spite of having the highest number of older people, we actually have the lowest number of trained people in geriatrics in many states.
Part of the FSU College of Medicine's mission is to serve the elderly, and its geriatric program is one of only 9 in the nation dedicated to the care of older adults.
You've got cold fingers.
Okay.
Sometimes this helps.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get oxygen saturation
okay.
on you. Cold hands, warm heart, right?
Right.
Now it's one of 2 universities in Florida to receive a multi-million dollar grant as part of the National Geriatrics Workforce Enhancement Program. This grant is an important nod in recognizing the College of Medicine's commitment to its geriatric program, and Dr. Brummelsmith is excited for the collaboration it brings not only on campus, but in the community as well.
So not only are we going to be doing education of our medical students, social work students, nursing students, but also residents in internal medicine and family medicine, but also, and the great thing about the new grant is we're going to be doing patient education and caregiver education.
The College of Medicine is collaborating with the Colleges of Social Work and Nursing, as well as local and regional affiliates, to create the North and Central Florida Geriatrics Workforce Enhancement Partnership. As the former chair of the geriatrics program, Dr. Brummelsmith explains that those local and regional affiliates span 22 counties across the state of Florida, reaching far beyond the university's main campus.
They recognize that FSU's model is different than every other medical school's because we're distributed across the entire state. And so we're not only going to be doing education here at FSU, but also in all of our regional campuses and in other places in the state too.
Dr. Paul Katz was the former vice president and chief of staff for Baycrest Geriatric Healthcare Systems in Toronto, Canada, and helped the department in the application process before he became the new chair for FSU's geriatric program in May.
We would not have gotten this grant if it were not for the collective effort of the entire Department of Geriatrics and our collaborators in the schools of nursing, social work, and medicine, of course. Even before I came here officially, we were working on this grant, and I was so impressed with the level of teamwork that I observed in my own department at the early stage to actually get this. For me, that's the most satisfying.
For Florida State Headlines, I'm Nora Bertolai. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.